Subpart titled Storing Data in Memory, which is part of conventional memory. There are two methods for storing transmit slant receive frequencies and associated data in memory channels 00 through 89. Use either method depending on the relationship of the receive and transmit frequencies that you store, colon, point, simplex channels, colon, RX frequency equals sign TX frequency, point, split frequency channels, colon, RX frequency. We have a slant, but also the equal sign. I don't know what that sign would be called. TX frequency. Memory channels 90 to 99 can also be used as simplex channels. Note, when RIT or XIT is on, the frequency that includes the RIT or XIT offset will be stored. Subpart of storing data in memory has five descriptive pieces to it. Simplex channels. 1. Press A slant B to select VFOA or VFOB. Now for the listener, as a refresher, the A slant B is within that set of four buttons directly to the right of the 3 o'clock position on the tuning dial. It is the third button to the right. Point. Left dart A or left dart B appears to show which VFO is selected. 2. Select the frequency, mode, etc. to be stored. 3. Press M.IN to enter memory scroll mode. Now, for the listener again, the M.IN button, memory scroll, is located just below the right bottom corner of the display readout. It's to the left of the larger knob, which is really the RIT slant XIT control knob. It's just below the right corner of the readout. That's the M.IN button. So let's say this again. Press M.IM to enter memory scroll mode. Point. To exit memory scroll mode and abort the storage process, press clear. Now for the listener, the clear button is directly under the numeral 7 in the keypad. 4. Turn the multi-slant CH control or press mic up or down to select a memory channel. Point. Entering a two-digit number such as 05 using the numeric keys can also be used to select a channel. There's a display readout that shows these abbreviated things on the display. And lastly, 5. Press M.IN again to store the data. Point, the previous data stored in the channel is overwritten. This concludes subpart storing data in memory, part of conventional memory, chapter 10 memory features on page 39.